It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful day to study the Word of God. So I'm glad that you've joined us today. Book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse of chapter 12, and so please that you look that up if you can. I hope that you're able to read along with us, Revelation chapter 12. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, you can do that at parkviewbible@gmail.com, parkviewbible@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Revelation chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now we sure enjoy the reading of the Scripture. We enjoy this time together, but we always begin the study with prayer. And so please, let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start today. Father, I just ask you that you will guide and lead us. We have read your word. You have given it to John. John has written it for us. I thank you that we have it. Now please just lead us through it each step of the way, that we may know every part, that we may enjoy it and see each and every section that we understand. Some of this is kind of beyond our understanding, because we don't know for sure all that's going to take place. But Father, you can sure tell us and let us know exactly what you have for us to do. And so please, we know we're to be out telling people about Jesus Christ and his salvation. I just ask now, Father, that you will speak to all the hearts that are listening. Those that know you as their Savior personally, that have invited you into their hearts, that you'll show them the way and the strength and what they're to be doing. And, Father, those that do not know you as their Savior, today is the day of salvation, and they come and trust in you today. Please, dear Lord, that salvation come into the hearts to many as they listen to this study today. And I just ask that you'll lead us through, guide us, help us, give us peace and joy in this troubled world we live in. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these scripture verses, we have looked at verse 1 and 2, but I wanted to start there because just in a little bit of review, we know that we are to praise God. We know that the devil and his crowd, Satan, has tried to destroy all that stand for the Lord Jesus. But he wanted to destroy the woman that was going to bring forth this child. There's a trail of blood from Genesis to the cross, a trail of blood left by those whom Satan destroyed in his all-out attempt to stop the seed of the woman. The devil set out, and he has a blood trail. Now, we have a blood trail as believers in Jesus Christ, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood, the blood that he left, is the blood of those that stood for the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We need to praise God. Jesus fulfilled every demand of his Father. He didn't let the devil sway him one way or the other. He paid the sin debt, and he paid it in full. Jesus conquered death, conquered hell, conquered the grave. He arose. He appeared to men, and then he ascended back to his Father. He is coming again in power and great glory. Jesus will personally supervise putting Satan into the lake of fire, where he will be tormented with fire and brimstone forever and ever. The child that is talking about here that's about to be born, and she bringing with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. The child about to be born is Jesus. The mother to be is Israel. Jesus came forth out of Israel. He was born a Jew. We have a couple of verses of scripture here. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah 66:7, "Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child." The travailing and pain for Israel is yet future, during the last half of the Great Tribulation, right where we're located here in the Scripture. But before that time of travailing, Israel was to bring forth a man-child, Jesus. He has come forth. It says, "Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. You'll find that at Micah 5:3. Again, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. The travail will come centuries after the birth, depending upon how much longer Jesus tarries. Been 2,000 years now. Why in the scriptures is the travail and the birth mentioned together? Several points here. Listen carefully. Isaiah has been sent, Israel has been sent aside for a long time. It shows us how God's great interest in his chosen people, because he knows what's to come in the great tribulation, and he makes provision for that time to be shortened. Israel is about to go through a most horrible time. So the Holy Spirit brings together God's plan from birth to this great tribulation. Great because of his vast power, and his power is being unleashed. As we read now verse 3 and 4, we've talked about the child, we've talked about the birth, we talked about who it is, and there appeared now another wonder in heaven. Verse 3. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. We find this great red dragon now. And as we look at these steps here, our Lord has great power. And our Lord is unleashing his power upon Satan and all of his helpers. However, we see that this great red dragon also is listed as great. And we see that he too will have great power. And it seems to be really coming forth at this time. As we look at this, this may come to be one of the most horrifying pictures that we have at this time. We're going to read later in Revelation 20, verse 2, and we'll move there just quickly here. It won't take but a moment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan bound him 1,000 years. So you see, we have things that's taking place here. Ezekiel chapter 29. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel back in the Old Testament. Ezekiel 29. Verse 3 and 4, Speak, I say, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which hath said, My river is mine own, and I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws. I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick unto thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers will stick unto thy scales. We have the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers. Ezekiel. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 51:34. When we have the New Testament, we can see how difficult is it to understand with the Old Testament, just looking at it in that manner. Jeremiah 51:34. Jeremiah 51:34. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with the delicates. He hath cast me out, the scripture says. As we look back at the Revelation chapter 3, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, we have this great red dragon. Red, the color of the horse when the rider took peace from the earth, if you remember. Red describes flaming heat, blood, fierceness, the true nature of the dragon. This red signifies his murderous nature. He's a murderer from the beginning. Has no regard for human life. Why would anyone serve him? The dragon, Lucifer, his character, he is the most dangerous being in all of God's creatures. We find in these verses of Scripture, in verse 3, that he has 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. If we read back in verse chapter 13, verse 1, we kind of ask, what is the comparison with the two? So let's look at 13:1 to see. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. So now here in verse 3, we have 7 heads, and in verse 1 of chapter 13, we have 7 heads. And we have 10 horns, we have the same in 13, verse 1. And upon his horns we have 10 crowns. Now here we have 7 crowns upon his head. Let's take a look to see, again, 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns. In 13:1, it's 10 crowns. Let's look at the power will be delegated. Let's look at what is going on here. We have 10 horns point to the future kingdoms, 10 kings. 10 kingdoms of the empire. That's what we're looking at. It'll be the unseen force kind of behind. And we've got the red dragon will be ruler of these worldwide Gentile nations. These ten kingdoms of this empire is the Roman Empire. Once again, ten kings, ten kingdoms, and the dragon, this great red dragon, will be the ruler of them. This is the Roman Empire, and he will be the ruler over these Gentile nations. Verse 4 tells us what's going to happen here first. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. The dragon's tail will pull down a third of the stars of heaven. That's quite a tail. It tells us of the extension, the level of the rebellion in heaven. His tail swings through heaven and draws along a third part of the stars and casts them down to earth. These are specific heavenly bodies with which they are dealing with. Angels that followed the devil. That's what we're looking at here. A third of the stars of heaven. Those that followed the devil. Let's go to Daniel chapter 8, verse 10. Ezekiel, Daniel. Daniel chapter 8. Verse 10. Daniel chapter 8, verse 10. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the hosts and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Jude. First, Second, Third John, Jude, Revelation, Jude, verse 6. The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains until darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Do we find it to be the followers of Satan? The dragon hates the man-child because it was predicted from before the beginning that that child would be the undoing of Satan. And we have that in Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15 is the very first gospel that's presented in the Scripture. And he knew from that time on what was going to come. Let's move to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That is the very first gospel. Now you look that up. You search through when you're looking. I will put enmity, hatred, between thee, the serpent, Satan, and the woman, Eve, and between thy seed and her seed. Her seed was the Lord Jesus. It shall bruise thy head. The devil's going to be destroyed, but thou shalt bruise his heel. Jesus went to the cross, but the devil was not victorious withholding him at the cross. This Satan, Lucifer in his day, the Shining One, became so jealous of Jehovah God that he decided he would overthrow God. He brainwashed some of the angels and dislodged them from their glorious seats. What an awful day this was. They allied with him in an all-out attempt to overthrow the God who had created them. You think of that awful, awful statement. We are not told how many followed him. But right here, we are given the term a third. The tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven. You see how you can look back in the other scriptures and find the red dragon. Look back in the other scriptures and you find all this comes together. And again, we are not told how many, but we are told a third. In the drawing of the stars, casting them to earth, this past action, that's what it is. It's not an action, it's a past action. Never forget, the devil is a powerful being. Jesus declares him the prince of this world. We have John 12:31. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Look at 14:30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in him. Nothing in me. Let me read that again. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world, the devil, Satan, cometh and hath nothing in me. 16:11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Paul declares the devil the god of this world. We find that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. John declares that the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world seems to have sold out to the devil. Satan, we know, murdered from the beginning. John 8:44. A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. He is the cause of every murder. John 8:44. He is the cause of every death. Hebrews 2:9-15 and 1 Corinthians 15:30. He is the cause of all unrest and happiness. Proverbs 13:15. He is the cause of every tear that falls. Revelation 7:17. He is the destroyer of both body and soul. James 1:13-16. Satan is the red, bloody dragon. Here he is making his last all-out effort to overthrow the God of all creation. That's his goal. Setting out to destroy the very creator of the world. Satan's evil. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that's your God. Is Satan. There's only two. There's only two. So, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?